Thank you and welcome to Scripture on Creation. I'm Scott Kump.
And I'm Dr. Ben Scripture.
Dr. Scripture, in our last program, you were answering questions you received from some listeners about viruses, cavemen, and dino chickens, and how they were all related, but we didn't have time to talk about the dino chickens.
Okay. Now, Scott, you're right. We didn't have time to discuss the question about dino chickens, but I think we better clarify how I proposed viruses, cavemen, and dino chickens were related before I address the dino chicken question in detail. Do you recall why I said the questions I got about those topics were all related?
Well, yes, it was because the chicken came before the egg.
Well, that's close, but not exactly. It was because, as a creationist, the assumptions I used to answer the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg, also guide how I answered the questions I was asked, which were, did God create viruses? What is the relationship between Adam and Eve and cavemen? And will scientists be able to reverse engineer a dinosaur from a chicken? And without reviewing the specifics of the last program, it was my opinion that God did not necessarily create viruses, but rather they devolved from the organisms God did create, and that cavemen were not the progenitors of Adam and Eve, but that they came along long after Adam and Eve were dead and gone. The point relating those questions to the chicken and the egg question being, each question involved determining which came first, and a person's belief about origins would guide their conclusions.
And your conclusions were cells came before viruses, Adam and Eve came before cavemen,
right?
Just as the chicken came before the egg. And that's because God created cells, Adam and Eve, and the chicken first.
Right.
But Dr. Scripture, how does any of that have anything to do with dino chickens?
Scott, remember the question I received was, did I think scientists would be able to reverse engineer a dinosaur from a chicken?
Yes.
A process that would result in a so-called dino chicken. Well, to answer that question, you first must determine which of the two came first, the dinosaur or the chicken.
Well, without a doubt, the evolutionist would say dinosaurs came first.
And that's for certain. However, as is so often the case, the wisdom of man comes up with the exact opposite of the wisdom of God. And in the case of the order of the origin of dinosaurs and birds, Genesis 1 reveals that birds,
which would include chickens,
right, birds, including chickens, were created on the fifth day of creation. And land animals, which dinosaurs are, were created on the sixth day of creation.
And it doesn't take a PhD in biochemistry to know that 5 comes before 6.
Very good.
So a creationist would say the chicken came before the dinosaur by no more than one whole day.
Ironic, to say the least, isn't it, Scott?
Yep.
Now, I know the person that asked me the question about scientists reverse engineering a dinosaur from a chicken wasn't wondering which came first, because I got this letter from a longtime listener of the program, Chris Tyree from Milledgeville, Georgia, and he was wondering if I thought they'd be able to actually do it, based on the claims some evolutionists were making in an article he came across. Now, I always appreciate when people bring things like this to my attention, and so thanks to Chris for alerting me to the article. It's entitled, The Dino Chickens Are Coming,
bom, bom, bom.
And was published online by Inverse.com. That's spelled Inverse.com. Now, I'm not at all familiar with the reliability of Inverse.com, but I'm at least going to assume that the author of this article, Jacqueline Ronson, was accurately quoting the scientist she interviewed for the article. But something that's important to keep in mind as we discuss this is this article, The Dino Chickens Are Coming, was published on November 29th, 2016.
Oh, that's 3.5 years ago.
That's right. Which actually is good from the standpoint that we can check on what progress has been made to support the claims made in the article in the last third of a decade. To summarize what the article is about, when Dr., and I hope I pronounce his name correctly, Bart Anjan Buller was a PhD student at Harvard, he claimed that by doing some genetic engineering, he had made a chicken express the traits of a dinosaur, and that in time, he and other scientists would be able to reverse some of the process of the evolution of the chicken and cause a chicken to look more like its evolutionary ancestor, a theropod. Now, theropods are the family of dinosaurs which Velociraptor and T-Rex are part of. So, just what did Buller do? Well, let's read some excerpts from the article. The dino chickens are coming. He took an embryonic chicken and inhibited a couple of genes during its development. It was a tiny adjustment that produced a very amazing result, said Buller. These chickens that were altered in that way grew up to have a snout that looked like a dinosaur snout. To be clear, Buller is not exactly trying to reverse engineer a dinosaur from a chicken, and yet, by his reckoning, in 15 or 20 years, we'll have all the necessary tools and information to hatch a living, breathing dino chicken that runs around snatching up prey in its toothy snout like a velociraptor. This isn't theoretical, he says. I'm not talking half a century here. I'm talking decades. It's going to happen. Birds aren't just the closest living relatives of dinosaurs. They are dinosaurs.
Wow. What a wild statement. Birds are dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And he makes the prediction, a virtual guarantee, that they will genetically develop a chicken with teeth.
And claim that it's the expression of its ancestral dinosaur genes. But Scott, when you read further, a crucial little detail gets slipped in that, in my judgment, completely negates any claim he could have had that all the researchers did was allow the ancestral dinosaur genes to come out. Here's a little more explanation of what Buller has in mind. Now remember, he claimed that these genetically engineered chickens had dinosaur-like snouts instead of beaks like a chicken. Reading more from the article, quote, Buller never hatched his dino-snouted chickens because the objective of the experiment was to investigate the developmental pathways, not see if these mutant creatures could hatch, breathe, eat, and walk around. They were terminated when their skulls were developed enough within the shell to verify that, yes, their heads looked like little baby dinosaur heads. For the record, though, Buller thinks they would have made it out okay. He said, everything looked kind of organized. They didn't look super messed up or deformed. They were just transformed. It wouldn't take too many of these little tweaks to go from a chicken to something that looks a lot more like a dinosaurian, he said. And we have the technology to do it today. The only snag is figuring out which little snippets of genetic code need to be swapped out and replaced, unquote. So we'll stop here because there are serious problems with what we just read and the overall claims being made that by reverse engineering a chicken, they can produce a quote-unquote dino chicken.
I'll say, the first question I have is what they're doing going to produce a living organism? They don't even know if the genetically modified embryo would be viable and survive because they didn't let them hatch.
That's the first concrete objection. And secondly, the assessment that it looked like they had a little baby dinosaur head is extremely subjective. And thirdly, and most importantly, he said they would need to swap out and replace genetic material to get the dino chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just allowing supposed latent dinosaur genetic information express itself. They're talking about making a clone of a chicken and the closest animal to a dinosaur that we have, an alligator. Here's what they propose doing. Quote, what exactly to use to swap out those sections would be a matter of experimentation. You could use an alligator or a crocodile, the closest relatives of birds and dinosaurs, and use that for your replacement DNA. Unquote. Well, all those proposed genetic manipulations do, Scott, is confirm what intelligent design theory continuously asserts. random mutation cannot account for the production of genetic information necessary for the biochemical and physiological structures in the vast variety of living organisms. If you want any kind of structure expressed in an organism, you need pre-existing DNA to encode and direct its production. And as creationists, we submit that the source of that information, the designer, is God the Creator. And so, to answer Chris Tyree's question, will scientists be able to reverse engineer a dino chicken? Well, you may be surprised at my answer. With one caveat, I would say yes.
Really? Dr. Scripture, I have to admit, I am surprised at your answer. So what is the caveat?
The caveat is, I would not define what they might do as reverse engineering. That assumes that the dinosaur was designed before the chicken. After all, they, not I, use the term engineering, and I concur totally with them. What they're doing is engineering, which is nothing short of designing a genetically modified organism. So, in this case of engineering a dino chicken, that merely means the clone they may engineer someday has features of a chicken and something that has a mouth similar to a dinosaur, an alligator, or a crocodile. But getting back to the analogous question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The possibility of engineering a dino chicken in no way proves that the chicken came from the dinosaur. And as a biblical creationist, I choose to trust what the Creator told us concerning the order of His creative works. And Genesis 1 says that on the fifth day, God created the flying and swimming creatures, and on the sixth day, God created the land animals, that is, the livestock, the creeping things, and the beasts of the earth.
Well, Dr. Scripture, I have one other question related to the claims Dr. Bowler made. Have they made any progress in engineering that dino chicken he so confidently predicted would be produced in just 15 to 20 years?
Oh, that's a good question, Scott. And I have to say, I searched the literature to see if any work on the idea has been published since 2016, and I couldn't find any. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't been trying or even that work hasn't been published. I surely don't claim to have exhaustive resources to find any and everything published. But the way I looked was to find what Dr. Bowler has published since then, which is a fairly simple literature search. What I found was on May 3rd of 2018, he and other researchers published an article in Nature entitled Complete Ichthyornis Skull Illuminates Mosaic Assembly of the Avian Head. But that research paper was on a fossil, not genetics. And I didn't find any publications related to the genetic engineering of a dino chicken. But if or when they do, it'll just go to show that it takes a designer to create a new organism. The cell was designed by God, man was designed by God, and although it's contrary to everything you hear in the secular academic and media circles, the chicken came before the dinosaur. As it says in Genesis 1:22, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind," and it was so. And that's not what I say, that's what Scripture says.